We are in page Kuf Nun Ches, 158, by the end of the page, a new paragraph. Basically, what the Rebbe is saying is, okay, we're trying to understand what does it mean that God is one, and even though we see and we perceive, and the Torah is full of angels and powerful beings and creatures and so on, so we're trying to understand what does it mean that God is only one. If there are other things that apparently are also powerful, also have some, apparently, some saying in creation. And the Rebbe explained in the last two or three paragraphs that every single thing in this physical world has a source in a spiritual world. Everything. To the point that even a small leaf of grass has an angel that hits, quote unquote, hits this grass and tells him, grow. You should move and grow and so on. And like when the sun sings to God and all of that is just angels. Angels that are actually powerful. They manage part of the world, actually. Okay, so let's move on. Just as it is in the vegetable world, like in the grass and the trees and so on. The same thing happens in every single detail that was created from the inanimate world, the vegetable world, and the animal world, and the men that were created in the 6 days of creation. Okay, my marazal, like our sages say, regarding the blessings in the morning. When you hear the rooster singing, you should actually bless that God gives this rooster understanding to distinguish between night and day. Apparently, it's not easily understood. Why should we say this blessing that God gives the sechvi, that the simple translation means actually the rooster. Understanding when you hear actually the rooster singing. What's the connection? Only when he sings, oh, now you have to make a blessing and not before that. Like, if God gives understanding to an animal, so he always has understanding. Whether he sings or not, it doesn't make any difference. No, when you hear him singing, now you have to actually make a bracha, make a blessing. What's the connection? The idea is like this. What down here actually is seen, and it's true, so to speak, it's a physical thing as a rooster, above, in the source of the source, in the creation itself, in the world of creation, formation, whatever that means, Yetzira, doesn't really matter, it's a malach, it's an angel. Angel Gabriel. Ubeshor Shebiatzilus, that angel is in the world of Yetzira, formation, whatever that means. But in the world of Atzilus, like higher than that, emanations, Ubechinas Hei Gvuris Debina. That is five levels of understanding, five levels of Gvuris, of severity, of understanding, whatever, it doesn't matter, it's just a level of Kabbalah. Sheme Oirin Bechinas Amalchus, Migiridas Bebia Becholaila, that they awaken, so to speak. Another level that is called Malchus, when it comes down in the lower worlds every single night. So beyond the particular understanding of each one of the levels, which is really not the issue of this particular discourse, beyond that, so we see there's a level up there, whatever it is, awakening something that generates another level to come down. As if it was, of course, it's not the best example, but as if it was, whatever, the father, the mother telling the child, can you go open the door for the newspaper or whatever? So there's a higher level calling the lower level to go down and do something. Go do something for me. Kemashikosuf, as it's written, v'atokum be'id laila, v'atid n'terev leveisa. She, which refers to Malchus, to this level, whatever, that comes down and gives life to the whole world, she wakes up, like a woman wakes up when it's still night and she gives food to the whole house. She prepares the food for the house. Ubechatzas laila, me'irim hei gvuris debina, es amalchus, mi'iridas bebiya, leisales be'atzilus chule genayda. And in the middle of the night, these five levels of severity of the understanding, whatever it is, they like wake up this level called Malchus from having gone down in the lower worlds, whatever that means, to come back up. Like, hey, come back. Don't stay over there. Come back. So again, independently of the explanation of this, all the levels that the Rebbe is talking about here, we're saying that there's something very spiritual, very abstract happening in the heavens, and that thing expresses down here in the Tarnegoel, in the rooster singing. In the rooster singing. The same thing happens in the creatures of the lower worlds. Bria, Yitzir, and Sia, whatever, creation, formation, and action. Hine bechatzas laila, in the middle of the night, kutshabrichu asid, this is the Talmud, kutshabrichu asid lishtashea im tzadikaya beginosa de Eden. God comes to have pleasure with the righteous people, souls, whatever, that they are in the paradise. Lochen, that's why, because God is coming down, so to speak, to be with the righteous people. Lochen, Malach Gabriel, me'oirir aneshamos. That's why this angel, Gabriel, wakes up the souls. In other words, simple, very, very simple, but actually this is what he's talking about. Why make the easy things complicated? Like when a father, a mother, whatever, wakes up the child to go to school. So on one hand, you say, okay, he has to go to school, you know, children have to go to school. On the other hand, you're really cutting short my sleep. You're bothering me. I want to sleep. Don't wake me up. But that's what's going on. The neshamos are, whatever that means, sleeping, whatever that means, and comes Malach Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, which means gvura, means severity, strictness, and wake up. You have to wake up. Okay, God is coming, or whatever that means, but wake up. I'm going to cut your sleep. You have to wake up. Sheisangu v'yahanu miziv ha-shchina. Why does he wake the souls up? So they should actually have pleasure and benefit from the ray of the presence of God. Shebegan Eden, tachton v'alien, in the lower and higher levels of Gan Eden, chule, etc. Since this thing is happening up there, spiritually speaking, kemekem b'olam hazeh, the same thing happens in this world. In the middle of the night, you have to wake up to thank God. As it's written, David, David HaMelech, King David said, in the middle of the night, I will wake up to thank you. Thank you, etc. As then, what happens? That's when the rooster starts singing in the middle of the night. Why? Sheshoyd Shoyim Vechinas Gabriel. Because the rooster comes in its very first source, so to speak, from this angel Gabriel. Le'oirir es ha'adam she'yakum chatzas laila, to wake up the person to actually, in the middle of the night, start learning Torah and so on. So we see a process in a very abstract level, whatever it is, and the same process down here. We, the people, are those souls, so to speak, that have to wake up and start thanking God and praising God and so on. And that happens through the rooster. And this rooster actually means Malach Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, and so on. Ukem Moshikos of Zoyar, as it's written in Kabbalah, in the Zoyar, whatever, Shetarnegol Kodesh Levitivosa. That the truth is that the rooster calls and talks and sings, whatever, not for its own benefit. Why does the rooster sing? Li is kitren shalhuv in the Neira Mukdin Lei, Tachas Get Fire. Because there are like two rays of fire that are actually burning under the wings of the rooster. Of course, this is a spiritual thing. You're not going to see the fire and the rooster. No, not at all. Shekoyre mechamaze behechrech. The rooster starts screaming actually for this, not because it likes screaming, because it's hurting, whatever. Like a person that screams when you hit the person. When Nimza comes out, Kibir Hasanais in Lasech Vivina, Yal Shadeshu Makal Shebatzilus Bebina, Obe Malchus Atzilus. Comes out that this blessing that God gives the rooster understanding, the truth is that this blessing is for the root and the source in the world of Atzilus, emanation, whatever that is. In the level of Bina understanding, on the level of Malchus, in the world of Atzilus, whatever they are, I don't care, but it's a spiritual thing that is going on. And the Rebbe says, go look in a different Maimer. I'll explain this in a different place. Whatever. Okay. That's why he said, Ayin bedibur hazmaschil, yavesha achas, vechumais in tovim balamaze, choftes. Go look in that particular Maimer. Beinyan chay yoducha gamayini. Okay, I don't know exactly what this verse is. It doesn't look like a verse. I don't remember right now. But whatever. I explain, says the Rebbe. Over there, this same thing. Go look over there. Hinei. Now. Zman brachazu. That's why I don't translate. The translation would be like life should thank you like me, whatever. I don't know exactly what he's talking about over there. The Rebbe is saying, go look, go check. Hine. Now, zman brachazu, hudavka bezman kriyas atarnegoil. The moment that this blessing should be recited, that parenthesis between parentheses, today is not 100% like that. For different reasons, but what the Rebbe is saying is what is written in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Code of Jewish Law, the moment for this particular blessing is specifically when the rooster sings. Because the moment that the rooster is singing, that's actually the moment that there's this awakening of the five levels of severity of the world of Bina, whatever that is. As Mantarnegoil Me'oirin HaTzadikim. And in the lower worlds, still spiritually speaking, the angel Gabriel is waking up the souls. Ulamata, and in this particular world, in order for us to wake up in the middle of the night to thank God and so on, then the rooster starts waking people up from sleep. That's why that's the particular time that this blessing applies, so to speak. So what did the Rebbe explain in this paragraph? The Rebbe said, look, every single thing that you see in this physical world can be understood exactly in the same way in a higher world, and then in a higher world, and so on, ad infinite, so to speak. Higher and higher and higher. It's the same thing, but just a different expression of that. There's a very simple and very beautiful example of this about the idea of sweetness. Actually, the son of this Rebbe wrote it in different places. The sweetness, you can have the sweetness of an apple down here. It's a physical thing that you can taste with your tongue and so on. And then you have the sweetness of a voice. Oh, what a sweet voice. Really? Did you eat it? No, but it's like a sweet voice, and then you have the sweetness of an emotion. When the person does something nice, you bring a flower to your wife. Oh, you're so sweet. Really? Did you taste my finger? It's not sweet. Okay, but your emotion, your attitude is sweet. And then you have ideas that can be sweet. Oh, what a nice explanation. Such a sweetness to the explanation. Really? It's an explanation. It's like chokhmah, wisdom, but still sweet. So you can go up and up and up, understanding the same thing. And the idea is that the sweetness of the apple actually comes from all those levels higher and higher and higher up to chesed, up to kindness of God. That's the real sweetness, the kindness of God. That when from up above to below, when it comes down, it expresses as the sweetness of an apple or whatever sweetness down here. It's the same thing that the Rebbe is saying here. There are different levels. Don't think that because the rooster is singing, so the Jews say, oh, okay, let's make a blessing. Why? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, there's something else going on. That's why we make a blessing. Behine, now. When you start meditating, thinking, contemplating, how many thousands and tens of thousands of levels have to, ishtalshulus means like a chain of different, how do you say it, slavon, different parts of the chain that comes from up, down. How many thousands and thousands of levels have to be and come down until actually from the angel Gabriel comes up a rooster that you see it eating and doing its thing, etc. Sheharei, hamalachim en nivraim gdoilim shebemais ebreishis. The angels, how do you know there are so many levels between the angel Gabriel and a rooster, like a physical rooster? Because the angels are very big creatures, the greatest creatures in the creation, that on regarding the angels, David HaMelech, King David said, Magod lo masecha, how great, how big are your actions, God. Kenoida, as it's known, me'inyan ha'fresh ben ma rabu le ma godlu. As it's really known, the difference between two verses in Tehillim, in Psalms, ma rabu masecha, rav harbe means a lot. How many creatures you have, says David HaMelech to God, or ma godlu, or how big. Not how many, how big your creatures are. And the Rebbe explains. Shema Rabu Kayel Prate Anivraim Shibetatzcham. How many, that's talking about the different details of creatures in inanimate world and plants and animals and human beings. That many types of different creatures. Umagodlu and how big Kayel Anivraim Agedoilim. That's talking about really big creatures. Not how many, rather how big they are. As it's written in a different discourse, and then he says, and go look in a different discourse. The whole line is just go look here and there, etc. When he's talking about those discourses, talking about angels, what does he say? That's a Gemara, actually, a Talmud. That an angel is like a third of the world, whatever that means, like a spiritual thing, but it's big. When it has to come down from this Gabriel, this angel Gabriel, into a physical rooster, which is a small animal, so to speak, supposedly you're going to have thousands of levels coming down and down and down and down and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller from Gabriel into like a third of the world into a rooster. The same thing happens with every single spiritual thing. There has to be thousands and thousands of lower and lower levels up to the point that you see a physical thing coming out of that such a higher, a lofty spiritual thing. Now, if we were only to say that there are levels and there's a chain of levels, lower and lower and smaller and smaller and smaller, if that would be the only method, so to speak, that God uses to create the world, it would be impossible to have a physical thing out of a spiritual thing. Because it would be only spiritual. Like if you take spirituality and you start saying, okay, let's take out smaller, 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 you will never get a physical thing. No. Out of spiritual things come out only spiritual things. Nothing else. Because even if it would be, there would be thousands and thousands of levels of reduction, so to speak, of this spiritual life, lihud, or whatever, energy, lo yahaya misave meruchnius gashmius. It would never create from spirituality, physicality. Impossible. Kim haya akol beruchnius, akol ruchnius. Everything would be spiritual. Okay, sheyimetzius agashmius, and in order to create physical creatures, zeu b'derech bria yishme ayin davk. That requires a different type of creation, which is the creation of something from nothing. Ukemaimar Bala Ikrim, as the Bala Ikrim, Yosef Albo, that was his name in Spain, year 1300s. Like Yosef Albo writes, the Bala Ikrim, Sheisavus Agashmius Minaruchnius, the idea of creation of physical things out of spiritual things, Ein Lechot Briya Yeshmein Godomize. There's no such a thing as a creation, something or nothing bigger than this. Like this is the greatest and biggest idea of creation, something out of nothing. Actually, there's an example given in Hasidus to this about a seed. When you plant a seed of a tree, suppose an apple tree, and then apples grow, the tree grows and apples grow, and for so many years, apples and apples and apples, all of that was in potential in the seed. But the seed, if you actually taste it, is not even sweet and doesn't taste like an apple, it doesn't look like an apple and anything. But all of that comes out of the seed. And the seed furthermore, has to actually rot, destroy itself in the ground in order to create the whole tree. So that's the best example that is found. Alter Rebbe says this, not me. The best example that we find about the idea, or regarding the idea of yesh me'ayin, something from nothing, is a seed. But even so, it's not from nothing, it's from a seed. There's something at least. So there's nothing in the physical world that resembles actually creation, something from nothing. The closest is a seed and a tree and all the apples that come out of the tree and so on. Nimtza comes out. Yagam shelechol davar vedavar miprati anivrayim debiyah. Even though we explained in the last two paragraphs that every single creature down here, every single detail of every single creature from every single world has a source in a spiritual world, like we explained, that the source of the rooster is actually an angel, Gabriel, and the source of the angel Gabriel is also something very spiritual, which is called the five levels of severity of the world of Atzilus and Ima, Bina, whatever. Okay, so it's a very lofty thing. Hadei. Even so, tzarich liestchila revavis madregis ishtalshelus. First of all, there has to be a very long, thousands of levels of reduction. Beacharkach, and then another process. Two processes. First of all, yesh meyesh, something from something, reducing itself into the smallest possible expression. And then, there's a creation, something from nothing. Something from nothing. So, between parentheses, the Rebbe is not directly talking about this, but it's an interesting concept to have in mind. When we say something from nothing, there are so many Hasidic discourses just discussing this expression. What do you mean nothing? I am nothing and God is something. I am something and he's nothing. What do you mean that the creation is something from nothing? It's the other way around. I am nothing and he's something. He's the true something and I'm the true nothing. So why do you call it the other way around? Well, again, long discussions about this, but the simplest idea is we feel ourselves something. I know I'm here, I can touch myself and it hurts and whatever, and I don't understand God. Nothing of him, I don't get it, so I call him nothing. I am something because I understand myself. Best way, the worst way, it doesn't matter, but I understand myself. God, I don't get it, that's why I call him nothing. So that's something from nothing. So now, with this that the Rebbe explained, you can add a wonderful concept to that, a very interesting thing. Why is the source of the creature, us, called nothing? Because after all, it's a reduction of a reduction of a reduction. Thousands of levels of reduction from the original source. Ah, that's my source. That's what creates me. So I'm something because I feel myself, and my source is really nothing. Compared to God, it's insignificant. It's a reduction of a reduction of a reduction of a and so on. So it's an interesting thing to think during prayers or whatever, in a proper time, in the proper place, to think about godliness. What is he really? How big he is and how great he is, that the source of this wonderful world is actually nothing. It's such a small thing, such a insignificant thing. Okay, let's move on. So we explained that besides the every single physical thing in down here having a source up there, besides that, there's another process called yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Kemoken yuvan be'inyan maimar shebepirkei Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer. Now let's go back to basically the beginning of the maimar, of the discourse. We will understand something that we quoted before in the name of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, a midrash. The chapters of Rabbi Eliezer. She Omar, what did he say? What did he say over there? Eretz meichan nivreis mishelek shetachas kis Yaakovit. He asked, "Where is the earth created from?" And he answered, "From the snow under the throne of God." What are you talking about? There's a throne over there. There's a snow over there. What are you saying? Now we're going to understand better. אם היה שלג גשמי, כמו שהוא למטה, if snow, physical snow, like up there in the throne of God, would be just like we know snow, like a cold thing, a white cold thing, etc. היינו צריכים לשאול מאיך נברא השלג. We should ask, and the snow, where was it created from? Like you told me that the earth is created from the snow, and okay, well, the snow, where is it created from? But Pirkei Avos doesn't ask the question. So what's going on? Something is weird. Just as you ask, where is the earth created from? And you answer the snow, why don't you ask where the snow is created from? Something is going on. Ella, the explanation is like this. שעניין השלג הוא בחינס יחידוס אסירוס מיועיס. You want to understand what it snow is? I'll tell you what snow is. Snow is a representation of unities, this, tens, and hundreds. Why? שהגימל, the letter גימל, which is the third letter of the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet, ושלושה יחידוס. It means three in individual numbers, three. והלמד, and the letter למד, it means 30. Means 3, but in tens, 30. And the שין, and the letter שין, ושלושה במאיס, it's 3, but in hundreds. So it's שלג, suddenly, snow stopped being this cold white thing, and started being something very abstract, like really, really out, abstract. Ones, tens, and hundreds. Uy. What are you talking about? Nimtza comes out. Ki mevechinas yechidus asirus meyos, em bechinas malchus zo ubina. Now let's start putting names into all these things. When you're talking about ones, tens, and hundreds, you're actually talking about spiritual levels. What are these spiritual levels? One is called malchus, which means ones. Malchus means kingship. That's the literal translation. In other places, brought down as Malchus is like the mouth of God. I'll explain this in a second, why I'm saying this. And then you have tens, which is Zo, Zeir Ampin, literally small faces. It's a Kabbalah name, whatever. And then you have Bina. Bina means understanding. It's an intellectual thing. Hu Shoyresh Ha'aretz, that's the source of the earth. Stop. What is he saying? Let alone the whole explanation? No, but some explanation we have to give, because otherwise, what is the Rebbe saying over here? And it's easier than what it looks like. Malchus, again, is called kingship. What is a king? A king, the Torah says, a king manages the world, his land, his world, his country, whatever, by the word of mouth. He says, and people have to do whatever he says. That's a king. At least in the ancient kings, whatever. That's a king. He says, and you have to do whatever he says. Modern kings, I don't think they're actually important, but whatever. Okay, that's called Malchus. And that's basically the last level where things actually take a form and express. What am I saying? The king says, I want you to do this. Okay, people hear the order of the king. People don't know why the king wants this. What is the king feeling? What is the king thinking about? No, he just says, an order, go do this. It's like letters. The letters behind them, they hide a lot of information. But when you just hear the phrase, go do this, you don't have all this information. That's called Malchus. Just the letters, just the words, just the number. In this particular case, the number three, whatever, in Sheleg, in this snow word that we have in Hebrew, Sheleg. Composed of these three letters that represent ones, tens, and hundreds. That's called Malchus. Words without the understanding of what the meaning is, what's behind them. Now let's go to the next level. Zo. Zo usually represents seven or five, actually. Six. Six emotional attributes. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, whatever, kindness, and all these things. That's the energy behind the words. That's the emotion behind whatever the king is saying. You give an order. I want this. Go do this. Why? Because you're feeling something that gets expressed to the outside with these words. But the truth is, something is going on inside of you. That's why you talk like this. Like when you're angry and you say, why did you do this? Like if you just take the words, why did you do this? I don't know. I don't really know what's going on with you. But if you take the emotion inside of you, that's so. So we went from the world of words, malchus, which is the unities, so to speak, to the world of emotions, zo. And the truth is that the emotions come from the intellect. Why are you angry? Because you understand differently. Something different has to be happening over here, and it's not happening, and it bothers me. That's why you're angry. That's called bina, understanding. And whatever in the words, it's one, in the feelings is 10, and in the intellect is 100. What does that mean? It's a much deeper thing. As the higher you move yourself into the person itself, the higher the expression of this thing is. Like when you talk, actually, it's only a minimum part of what's really going on inside of you. Minimum part. That's why it says Malchus is 1, and Zo is 10, and Bina is 100. That's why basically the idea behind what the Rebbe is saying over here. So again, let's go back a little bit. The Rebbe brought a Midrash. The Midrash asks, where is the earth created from? And the Midrash asks, from the snow. Really? And what about the snow? Nah, it's not talking about snow. It's just a word. But represents something much, much deeper. What does it represent? 1, 10, and 100. And what does that mean? Malchus, Zo, and Bina. So now we at least we connected something down here, like earth, the physical earth, we connected it to something very spiritual and very abstract up there, whatever the names are, Malchus, Zo, and Bina. So now we see exactly the same idea that Rebbe is pushing all over the Maimar, all over the discourse. The physical world has a source in spiritual realms. There has to be thousands and thousands of levels of coming down. And then, as we said before, there has to be another type of creation, something from nothing, to actually have a physical earth. Stop. That he explained already what the Midrash is saying. That's why he doesn't ask, what about the snow? Where is it created from? Because it's not talking about snow. It's talking about something else. Of course, you can always ask, and what is Malchus, Zo, and Bina created from? Okay, that's a good question. That's an expression of God, of godliness. That's a different idea. But not certainly we're not talking about snow. No. Ulegir sa midrash rabo, resh parshas boy. And there's another version of this same midrash. It's found in a different place. Midrash rabo. The beginning of Parshas Boy, Shegoires me afar taha mitachas kisiakovi. There the Midrash says afar. Instead of saying sheleg, which is snow, the Midrash says afar, which is dust. Where is the earth created from? From the dust under the throne of glory of God. What does that mean? Hainu, that means mivechinas malchus levat. That, according to this other Midrash, the Midrash holds that the earth is created just from one level, the level of Malchus, these kingship levels only. As it's known, according to what's written somewhere else, because you can't say everything in every single discourse, otherwise it's going to be an infinite discourse. So somewhere else I explain, says the Rebbe, it's explained, whatever, in other places, that the earth, that when the Torah talks about the earth in Parshas Nasai, the earth of the ground of the tabernacle is talking about this level called Malchus. And the Zohar says, Afra de Bemekdesh Adele Eilo, that's talking about actually the earth, the dust of the higher spiritual temple, etc. Okay, so we see Afar means actually one level. So we have two Midrashim, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and Midrash Rabbah, that apparently are saying the same thing. Yeah, where is the earth created from? One says the snow, the other one says the earth. I don't know what we're talking about. Wait a second. They're arguing which levels are actually involved in the creation of this physical earth. Whatever the argument is, doesn't matter, but they really mean something else than what it looks like. It's not talking about earth, dust. or snow. It's talking about something else. Kemoken ubeinyan nisavus ha'oira. The same thing happens with the other question that the Rebbe brought at the beginning of the discourse. Where is the light created from? Shumi mashenisatev betalis levanat davka. The Midrash answers, oh yeah, that's God donning a cloth, a white cloth. What are you talking about? No, God doesn't have a body and there are no white garments up there. That means what Daniel says, another whatever prophet. He wasn't really a prophet, but whatever. When he saw God, when Daniel saw an image of God, that God doesn't have an image, this is what he saw, what he understood. He saw him wearing a garment like white snow. So nice. Only through a garment that conceals godliness, then you can have the existence of light down here. Because God is so powerful that it would be like the sun. If you look directly at the sun, your eyes get hurt. So you have to cover yourself. The same idea, basically. Not that God is the sun. God is not the sun, but the sun is not God, and God is not the sun. But what I'm trying to say is, in certain cases, you have to cover something which is too much in order to benefit from it. Don't give me the whole measure because it's too much. Al yedei revavo is madregas ishtashelus. God covers, quote unquote, with this white garment. Oh, what is he talking about? There's a garment? No, there's no garment. It's just explaining to you that there's a covering, there's a concealment of the original power of God in order to have light down here through thousands and thousands of levels coming down. And then, as he explained before, there's another process, creation, something from nothing. The same thing will happen. You can understand in every single creature in the world. Like, for instance, the lion down here. Its source comes from this lion that Yehezkel saw in this chariot, whatever, in the first chapter of Yehezkel. But the truth is that from that holy thing that Yehezkel saw, something got broken and creates down here an impure animal, which is a lion. Kenoida, as it's known, im kol zeh hu shor shumaker. Even though it came down in a different way, so to speak, up there it's a holy thing, and down here it's a impure thing. Even though it's still the source and the root of this lion down here is the lion up there. In order for the lion in the holy chariot that Yehezkel saw, that he is all the time saying that God is holy and holy and holy, whatever, in order to get from there into a lion down here, that is an animal that will actually kill and destroy and so on. First, there have to be thousands and thousands of levels of coming down and reducing the light. Afterwards, in a way of something from nothing, gets created a physical lion. And the truth is that there's a source for the lion even higher than what Yehezkel saw. That was already the world of Yetzira, Bria, whatever. In the world of Atzilus, emanation, whatever it is, the level of kindness of God, that's the source of the lion that Yehezkel saw in the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asir, in the lower worlds, so to speak. As it's known, Shechayus and Yetzira, that the animals, something, some level called animals, they, so to speak, their source is in the world of Yetzira, formation. And the same thing in the world of Bria, creation, it's called Kerubim, some type of angels, whatever. Shem Michael and Gabriel, como shekatuv b'Zohar. These Kerubim are the angel Michael, angel Gabriel, as it's explained in the Zohar. Go look in the Zohar and you'll see. Uvi Atzilus, but if you go higher than the world of Bria, of creation, you go into the world of form, emanation. These levels are actually kindness and severity of God, which are the holy higher chariot or whatever. And you can actually go higher than that. The truth is that the wisdom of God, is called also lion. Why? Because the word Arye, which is lion in Hebrew, has the same letters oisies re'ia, as vision. Uksiv, and it's written, vayar reishis loy, that you see the beginning, so to speak, shubechinas reishis chokma, which is actually the level of the beginning of wisdom. So wisdom is connected to beginning. And beginning is connected to vision. And vision has the same letters of lion, re'ia and arye. So you see that there's a, so to speak, higher and higher and higher levels of sources and sources and sources, up to when you go down and down and down, and down you get a lion down here. That's why this, the wise people of the congregation are called the eyes of the congregation. And I can tell you even higher than that. Even a level called crown, whatever, the higher level, that's also called lion. As it's written, Ar Yeshoag Milo Yiro, Hashem Elokim Yediber Milo Yenave. As it's written, the verse says, a lion will roar, who is not going to be afraid? And God is going to talk, who is not going to be a prophet? And the holy books say, Shekayal Dibur Anoich Hashem Elokecha. This is talking about the verse that God said, I'm God your Lord, in the Ten Commandments. And that's also called lion. This level called so holy and so high, whatever, that's also called lion. I know, that is ki gimel. Gimel, yodois, gimel, paim, ami, aim, base, oile, reishut, vov, I'll explain this in a second, kemiyan, arye, chule. So now he's going really to Kabbalah ideas. What is he saying? When you take three times the word hand, yadois, that adds up to 72. No, the word yud, I'm sorry, yudois, yud. No, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't make sense. Wait a second. Kigimel, yadois, arie, gimel, paim, ayim, base. Three times 72 adds up to 216. And Arye is 216. But I don't understand right now how it comes up to 3 times 72. Why? Gimel Yadis. I don't know exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not the best in maths. But whatever. How he gets to 3 times 72, I don't remember right now. But the truth is, it doesn't really matter. He's connecting. What is he doing? Besides the numbers, go do the numbers yourself with a calculator. But he's connecting Arye with Keser, with the highest level and whatever. Nimtza comes out. Ki yesh bechinas Arye ad ruma mailis. You have a lion that actually goes up very, very, very high. Shekol bechinas Arye misavim mizeh v'der chishtal shez madreges. All these levels are created one from the other in this reduction of light. And from those results, so to speak, from the lowest level, then you get, in a way of creation, something from nothing, a physical lion that roars and walks in Africa and so on. It's a physical lion, yeah, but it comes up from the highest and the highest of the levels.